Now we are going on the line to speak to our Eastern Regional Correspondent Kwame Nmah to bring us the speed on the process so far since it began this morning. Good afternoon, Kwame Nmah.
Good afternoon, my dear sir.
Now, elections for the NDC's aspiring candidates is ongoing. How many polling stations have you visited so far, and how will you describe the process?
I've visited four, and I'm now going to the fifth one. And everything is going on smoothly. The only challenge that was raised by a couple of the polling stations was that some registered voters could not exercise their franchise because their names didn't appear. And a handful of them. Now, where I'm going to, they complain that out of 450, only 120 of them had their names printed. So a large number of them are not going to cast their ballot. So this has been a source of worry to them, and they don't know what to do, whether they should remain in the party or they should leave. And the other area that I went, I tell now was encouraging. I went to Yawaso Police Station with the regional director of the Electoral Commission, as well as the director called Asante Kissi and Salome Sogwe. And at the 12:15, we saw that 263 out of 425 had gone there to vote. We moved further to another place known as Yoruba School, where we have more of the NDC activists. And that one also, out of 801, 314 of them had gone to the booth at 12:25. We went to the old court at Akwetia, and that one also around 12:40 that we reached there. 122 out of 228 had gone to the booth. And at Wedia Lorry Park, which has the largest number of 1,054, at exactly 1 p.m., the number recorded as those who have come there to cast their ballot was 423. And I'm now in a moving vehicle to the place where more than half of the registered voters did not see their names appearing in the voters register. Meanwhile, the exhibition was mounted and they saw that their names were there, hoping to come and then vote, but today they came to see that it has been a different story altogether. So they are disappointed.
Now, Kwame Nmah, the issue of the names of some of the voters not being in the register is one of the issues that prompted the party to postpone the elections to today. And one would have thought that by this time they would have sorted that out. Have you been able to speak to any of your NDC executives to find out why this problem is still persisting?
No, I haven't been there, but I rather inquired from the Electoral Commission, and they said that they can't help it because that one was done by the party itself. It wasn't they just came in to supervise and then conduct the elections too. So when it comes to those issues, we should call on them. But I've not seen any of the party officials to inquire from me why those programs come up.
So, through your rounds, did you cite any of the candidates around?
Yes, I saw Baba Jamal ahead of me, that I booked an appointment to interview him to see his impression about it and then his expectation in the election. But he agreed to meet me, but unfortunately, when I followed him to another police station, he was not there. He was responding to some calls and they had to move to another place. So he changed his direction.